my name is Liz, and I occupy the open mic slot from 9 to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. My listeners make me feel appreciated just by tuning in. As a creative person, it's sometimes difficult to show people the work that I've produced, thinking that it's not worth the eyes and ears of an audience. But community radio and listeners like you make my weekly show feel valuable, even when it's not perfect. Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
there, listeners. This is Connor from the music department here at CJSF 90.1 FM, just chiming in to say thank you for listening to CJSF.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. Keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
sunny day. Not a cloud in the sky. Old train station, wave goodbye. Little coffee shop and a cozy booth. These are the things make me think of you. There are things I will remember, some I'll never forget. First time we're together, the day we met. Country drive, Sunday afternoon, wink and a smile, little boo-hoo. See the stars surround the moon. These are the things make me think.
Magnus Tewald. I've hosted many shows here at CJSF over the years, and I think the best thing about our listeners is that they're out there listening, that you're out there listening. Without listeners, radio wouldn't really have a purpose, and what we're doing wouldn't have a purpose. We're here for you, and you're the best thing about CJSF. Thank you for listening. My name is Magnus Tewald, and I'm the station manager here, but I also host a show every Monday at 10 a.m. I think about my listeners every time I'm putting together a show. I'm trying to think about what would be interesting to them, what would be music they might like to hear. You know, when you put together the questions for an interview, you're trying to think about what are the questions